Dreamscape presents Hold On to Me by Jules Bennett. Narrated by M. Eldridge. Chapter 1. Jade McKenzie would rather point her sporty car in any direction other than Haven, Georgia's small town airport. Because heading to the airport meant she'd be flying on up to Nashville for her cousin's wedding, where she'd be forced to wear a hideous orange chiffon gown, guaranteed to clash with her rich red hair. Orange? Who the hell chose that as a wedding color? Oh, but it wasn't just the dress that had thrust Jade into a foul mood. Pretty much any family gathering drove her to the point of needing an entire bottle of Cabernet to get through. Of course, if she had that, she ran the risk of getting a nice red wine all over her tacky dress. If she thought that would get her out of the whole ordeal, she'd gladly make the sacrifice. Jade never fit in with her family. She never wanted to fit in. The high-class, pinky-dangling, pretentious group just weren't her people. Since birth, her parents had tried to mold her, to create her into someone she wasn't. Well, more her mother than her father. He'd passed away when Jade had been a toddler, so she didn't recall his role in her life. Her mom expected pleated pants, perfectly coiffed hair, and a smile at all times. There was only one person in the entire McKenzie clan Jade actually wanted to see, and that was her spunky, outspoken, 80-year-old Nana. Jade didn't know where she had ever truly fit in and felt like part of a unit. But she knew who her people were. The people who would have her back and share a glass of wine while discussing a bad blind date. They were her best friends and the sole reason she was still here in this tiny town with more specialty shops than streetlights. As Jade turned onto the one-lane road leading to the small airport owned by her best friend, Livy Daniels, and her husband, Jax Morgan, Jade smiled. This place had been nearly falling apart when she, Livy, and their other friend, Melanie, had rolled into town over a year ago. Now, through the help of their small circle, not to mention several grants for funding, Livy and Jax were expanding and making this airport something grand for the town of Haven. The movie industry had been all over Georgia for the past few years, offering another option. One quainter and more personable. And to celebrities as their main goal, once they were officially up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?